Okay. A sigh pours out of me as I soak in the warm water. This time it's a relaxed one, though. I usually just shower at home, so it's been a while since I've gotten to enjoy a bath like this. It's been even longer since I was last at a bathhouse. I was still in elementary school, so I came with my gran. Gran. I whisper quietly so that the sound of the faucet will drown it out. I still message and talk to her over the phone, but I haven't seen her at all since March. It says gran, but it's supposed to be like grandma, because she says, what is it, Opa-chan or Oba-chan? Oba-chan, which is, your grandmother. She's my one and only family. I can't blame her, since she has other relatives, but it's hard not to feel lonely sometimes. Then again, I should be thankful that she's away right now. Otherwise, she'd run the risk of being taken hostage by people like Numeral 11. Don't need to worry about Leth being targeted, at least. Not like it can talk. The next time I'll be able to see her is over summer vacation. I'll be sure to pay her a visit. Summer vacation. Assuming I don't get eliminated, Divine Selection is scheduled to end around then. So I won't ever get to see her again if I'm eliminated. However, being the sole survivor means I won't be able to see Maharu ever again. Sonya's words come to mind. It's possible to alter fate so it lets us both make it through together. There are still too many unknowns within Divine Selection, but I feel like I know which answer I should be pursuing. Thinking about Sonya causes my eyes to tear up, but I suck it up and keep them from falling. I need to focus on what I can do now. Things didn't go quite as I expected, but I can still make the most of this situation. That's the conclusion I've come to. My initial plan was to get my hands on Shigetsugu's and that boy's information, but I can leave that alone for now. I'm pretty sure they don't think poorly of me. In that case, it's possible for me to form an alliance with them. Doing so would put me on level ground against the likes of Alan and Numeral 11. However, I'm not convinced that I have it in me to eliminate these two when the time comes. I feel like I'd struggle with it even now. I like Maharu's determination. Even if Sonya had asked me to eliminate her, I highly doubt I would have been able to. Let's think about something more pleasant. Like the fireworks display we all promised to go see, for example, which happens to take place after Divine Selection ends. It's impossible to influence my thoughts away from Divine Selection, so I resort to counting the droplets of water as they fall from my hair. Is there a reason you waited for me? Both Shigetsugu and the boy are perched on a sofa by the entrance. The boy has fallen asleep with his back against it, though. This one was rather adamant, you see. Fell asleep before you finished, though. Hardly surprising with that frame. Must be exhausted after fighting two large foreigners. You could have just left with him. Come now, he was giddy about being able to speak with someone around his age. I can only assume he had no friends before, and now he's being avoided by those in our neighborhood. Are he and I really that close in age? He's not much smaller than me, but his attitude and facial expressions make him seem years younger. I give the boy another look up and down. I honestly find it hard to believe that someone like him could make those two retreat. Which is understandable, but something similar happened before. I wait for him to follow up, but he offers a smile instead.
Coffee,
I'd like to go on, but boy am I thirsty. Could you get me some coffee milk? I'd hate to wake him up by moving. Sure. I return after grabbing something for the both of us. Oops, I only brought enough to pay for the bath. Mind if I pay you back later? This is intentional, isn't it? Oh, not at all. Unimpressed as I am over an old man mooching off someone my age, I'm better off forcing him to keep talking. It wasn't too long after I'd met him. He had woken up in the middle of the night, so I took him out for a walk. I had to use the restroom while we were out, and fortunately a nearby park had one. After taking care of business, I returned to find him gone. His curiosity had gotten the better of him, leading him to chase a small animal. As I wandered around looking for him, three young men approached. Not friendly youngsters either. They were the type to prey on old men. Even I'm aware that I don't look well off, but I doubt they cared. They were satisfied with any target weaker than them. One punched me before demanding I give them my money. Another stood by, bat in hand. That's awful. However, he came back during that. After processing the situation, he asked me a simple question. He asked, "Are these people trying to hurt you?" Part of me regrets saying yes. As soon as I did, he wasted no time in hospitalizing all three. As mesmerized as he describes the event in... Excuse me, try that one more time. I am mesmerized as he describes the event in detail. He dodged a bat swing and ripped it from the assailant's hands in one motion, following up with a solid blow to the face. I'm not buying that. Then he struck the legs of the second one with said bat before smashing them in the face as well. The one who punched Shigatsugu tried to run, but the boy spun around to build momentum before flinging the bat straight at his head. Okay, so this is the boy. I buy this from the boy, but I don't buy... Okay, I was reading that wrong. I thought the old man was doing all this. No, the boy. I fucking buy that. 100%. He finished by knocking the final attacker off his feet, jumping on top of him and strangling him into unconsciousness. I didn't even have the chance to make him stop. There's no doubt Shigatsugu would have experienced far worse had the boy not shown up. They would have beaten him regardless of whether or not he gave them money. He approached me afterwards and casually suggested we go home. I was gobsmacked, to say the least. But I wasn't afraid. If anything, I was relieved. I knew I could rely on him not to buckle under the threat of violence. Do you think his body is programmed to fight like that? Most likely, he has to be aware of his own size and frailty.
Was
I can only imagine what fearsome things lay dormant in his memories. There's simply no way a child could fight like that without proper combat training and experience. Child soldiers in countries rife with combat come to mind. I'm only aware of what I've seen in the news, but there have been plenty of pictures featuring kids holding weapons and engaging in warfare. Assuming Shigetsugu's right, then he might be from such a place. It would explain his cause of death too, being exposed to fire seems like it'd be common. I truly believe that this child is kind-hearted by nature, though. He fights not for himself, but for my sake. Is that your way of differentiating him from numerals 3 and 11? This is no comparison, especially not against people I don't know. I'm simply saying what I believe. I can't say I know much about him. And yet, for some reason, I can see where Shigetsugu is coming from. Well, we should probably mosey along. Would you be so kind as to carry him back for me? I'd hate to wake him up now. He's doing this on purpose. I know he is. And just like that, I end up carrying the boy home. We're both a similar size, so I need to stop and catch my breath now and again. One thing I've noticed is that he's more built than you'd expect. Apologies for making you do this, but my poor back just won't allow it. Can you just be quiet, please? Oh, how intimidating. Shigetsugu isn't the most pleasant person to deal with, I've gathered. That aside, this kid must be as young as I think, based on how deeply asleep he is. Mom, why did you have to die? I hear him mumbling in his sleep. His speech differs a fair bit from how he speaks with Shigetsugu, too. I stopped dead in my tracks. This might be what I've been looking for. Is something the matter? I had to take a break. I move his attention away from me with that answer. It doesn't seem like he's noticed what just happened. I repeat the boy's words in my head as we're walking along. It has to be his regret. I'm gonna assume that his amnesia doesn't restrict the content of his dreams. In the same vein, it's no stretch to say that he lost his mother at a young age due to where he was raised, which means his regret shouldn't be too hard to guess. I do my best not to think about it any further, though I'd best save it for when I get home. Shigetsugu might realize that I've obtained numeral 4's regret card if my book starts to glow here. Ideally, I'd want to avoid making them wary of me. I can feel the sweat running down my brow. Not from my nerves. It's because I'm exerting myself right after a hot bath. I'll have to take a shower once I'm home and done with this. The bedroom's on the second floor. Could you take him up while I put on some tea? Jeez, fine. I sigh again from being forced to carry a boy upstairs despite carrying him the whole way home. Today's been nothing but sighs. Here it is. The bedroom door is half open already, so it's easy to find my destination. I approach the futon and lean down to let him off. He grabs onto my arm. He must be confusing me with a mom appearing in his dream. His tiredness gets the best of him, though, and he lets my arm go right after. The strength of his grip was shocking. I guess he is a boy, after all, even though he still looks like a girl to me. Honestly, I wouldn't blame anyone for thinking it. Just look at that face. On the flip side, I'd probably be feeling pretty nervous right now if he looked both his age and his gender. It must be around 2 or so years younger than me. So even if that were the case, I'd probably be fine. What's that? I notice a half-open drawer out of the corner of my eye. After I ensure that Shigetsugu isn't coming upstairs, I make my way over to it. Sure, it's a half-open drawer, but it's dark in here. I can't see inside, so I open it nice and slow. I was worried that the noise accompanying it would wake the boy up, but it didn't. I can still barely see inside after opening it up, so I light it with my phone. Photos! The shelf is full of old photos, easily over 100. Upon closer inspection, some are relatively new. The contents are mostly the same. Family pictures. Featured in them are an old couple, their grandson and his parents. The grandfather has to be Shigetsugu. Not one to miss any details, are you? My shoulders stiffen in response to the quiet voice from behind me. You sure we're taking your time, so I came up to call you down for tea. Come. All I can do is nod without turning around. Much like this afternoon, he's made tea for me. But unlike then, I take my time drinking it. Too bad that doesn't help make it taste any better. I'm sorry for looking at those photos without permission. I'm the one who left it open, so there's no need to apologize. I might as well say that you're free to eliminate me too while I'm at it. What? There's certainly nothing wrong with an old man like myself getting a few more years out of his life, but truth be told, I'm not concerned about it. With just that, I understand the meaning behind those photos. That's your regret, isn't it? The family he held so dear. There were a few pictures of them abroad as well. He's living alone now, but it's likely that the rest of his family stayed here at some point. An old man like me has no reason to have hope for the future. That's why I catch myself wishing to go back to those days. I regret rooted in neither the present nor the future, but the past. Parga said that one's regret represents the future, but that's not always the case. Regret is born from something you can't bring yourself to give up on. In that sense, it's logical that wanting to go back to better times can become one's regret. You can't go back to the past, though. Oh, I'm aware. Being with him has helped me to overcome my loneliness, so it brings back good memories. Can you still say that, knowing it won't last? I believe we still see things different. Such a reality doesn't scare me in the slightest. His tone makes it clear that he has no ulterior motive. My sole concern is whether or not he would be able to live a happy life should he survive divine selection. I hope you're not expecting an answer from me. You must have an idea regarding his regret, yes? This question takes me by surprise. I've heard him mumble in his sleep a number of times as well. Those must be the memories that hide deep within his psyche. I noticed your surprise over something as we were walking back. I figured he hadn't noticed at the time, but he simply chose to keep quiet. This old man really is a mystery.
あの子の未練はきっと叶わんことじゃ。
Both of our regrets are similar. Both are rooted in the past, never to come to fruition. That's why you're worried about whether or not he can find happiness after all this is over. Don't tell me that's really why you wanted me to carry him. Heavens no, even I wouldn't do something that cruel. It was pure coincidence. He laughs it off, but that doesn't quell my suspicion. What exactly is your goal here? Nothing's gonna come from letting him control the conversation. I'm not sure if he's doing it on purpose or if that's just the kind of person he is, but I'm over it. Could I ask you to make him some dinner? You want to repeat that? How about this? If you do me this favor just once, I'll tell you my cause of death. You're missing the point here. All I want is to help him overcome his regret, even if just a little. He pauses briefly before explaining. Cooking isn't my forte, to say the least. I've only been able to provide him with ready-made meals from convenience stores and supermarkets. Can't you just try and cook him something then? Oh, my daughter-in-law once said the same thing. So you did live together at one point then. Only for a few years after my son's marriage. My wife passed away some time before then, so both of them came to live with me. They left not long before my grandchild was born, though. I haven't seen much of them since. There is a tinge of sadness in his voice as he recalls the past. His regret may have come about during the time when they were living here. I've never seen him look so emotional. It's all I needed to confirm that his regret is rooted in those days. Goodness, we certainly got off topic. What I'm trying to say is that there's no point in it being my cooking. But the... Wait a minute. I finally catch on to see why he's so particular about this. His regret wouldn't happen to be about his mother's cooking, would it? Light spells forth from my bag the moment I ask. It has to be in response to my having figured out numeral 4's regret. A regret he'll never be able to fulfill. Shigetsugu casts his eyes over my bag for a moment, likely having understood what just happened before continuing. I'm not sure whether he had the opportunity to taste his own mother's cooking or not. But something unexpected happened one day while we were dining out. He was watching the TV there, where one of those everyday shows was airing. One of the characters was a mother of a child around his age. There was a scene involving them both where the child looked elated while eating his mother's cooking, quite your run-of-the-mill scene for such shows. But he started to cry as he watched it. He wasn't even sure why, so it must have subconsciously stirred up his forgotten memories. He'd watched TV plenty before that, but this is the first time he'd ever had such a reaction. Having realized what was going on, my book began to glow, and thus I obtained his card. So what? I'm supposed to be a surrogate for his mother? Don't you realize how unreasonable that is? Of course I do. That's why I offered up my cause of death in exchange. His tone turns far more coercive, likely an attempt to pressure me into agreeing. The sudden change is surprising, but I hold my ground and stare him down. It isn't an attempt to hide my surprise or fear. I'm just really angry with him. You only have yourself to blame for your regret. I'm aware of that, too. This painful acknowledgement is followed by him lowering his head. He lowers it so far that his head almost touches the floor. I realize now that treating this like a deal won't work. But please, hear me out. It may simply be an attempt to satisfy my own ego. Even so, I'd like you to make something for him. I need time to think. What's the correct way to respond to this? It's entirely possible the numeral 4 won't be able to fulfill his regret even if he lives through this. Not to mention there's no way my cooking will help him to do so. What happens after I do all this? Assuming I get Shigesugu's cause of death and use it to eliminate him, what would happen after that? Is he even thinking that far ahead? I want to do anything I can for him. That statement alone tells me that he isn't. At the same time, it tells me just how much he cares. It's the same mindset I had towards Sonya, after all. I'll do it. Really? On one condition, it's already late, so I'll make dinner for him tomorrow, but after that, I'm cutting all ties with you both. So don't hold it against me. Don't hold it against me if I eliminate either of you down the line. Make sure to tell him this as well. Understood. As I've said, I have no intention of going after other participants in the first place. But keep in mind that I won't be able to stop him should he decide to eliminate others. A brief, tense silence follows his claim. He isn't bluffing, that much I can tell. That's fine. It pretty much describes the situation as it stands. I answer without much hesitation. My best option is to lower the chance that I become their target. Granted, I've already settled on agreeing to his proposition before taking that into consideration. His desire hits too close to home for me to refuse. Perhaps life would have been different had I been able to handle things like this in the past. He mutters under his breath. He likely intended for me not to hear him. I'm going home. For real this time. I'll be back around 6 p.m. tomorrow. Don't worry about the shopping. I'll handle it. Very well. It's about time I wake him up, too. I watch as he pulls himself up onto his feet. Is something the matter? You still owe me for the coffee milk. While we're at it, I want money for tomorrow's shopping, too. You'll get your change back when I arrive. Stingy youngsters. It's common courtesy. I agreed to cook for him, but I certainly won't be preparing a 5-star meal. I'm sure that Shigatsugu will wriggle out of paying me back unless I demand it right now, so there you have it. He eventually gives in and hands me 3 1,000 yen notes. After that, I can finally leave. Good gravy. I crash down onto my bed as soon as I arrive. Ah, jeez. Been a while since I last screamed into my pillow. Mahara would be like, "Are you an idiot?" if she were here. Without thinking, I talked to myself out loud. Not only did I succeed in gathering info about Shigatsugu, but I also met the boy staying with him, and I somehow agreed to cook that boy dinner. I didn't let myself be influenced this time, though. I agreed to do it out of my own volition. Dangerous as it may be to get involved with other participants, there's something more important. Excuse me. There's something far more important to figure out. Do I have what it takes to eliminate them after getting this attached? I need to find my answer to that before I obtain all their cards. Time for a shower. Lucky for me, I've already gotten used to pulling off. Excuse me. I've already gotten used to putting off the questions I can't answer yet. And there we go. Well, it says I go to bed each night confident that I will wake up the next day. It's the one constant in my life, even with the advent of divine selection. Well, on days where an election isn't being held anyway, I drag myself from bed and get ready for school like always. My plans for the evening are already set, so I won't be opening the store today. I've kept it closed so often lately that I'm starting to run out of excuses for my gran. Granted, she's never too persistent about me opening it up, because we either make hardly anything out of it or we actually lose money. That, plus she seems to realize that I'm all caught up in something else at the moment. Not to imply that she knows about divine selection, of course. She most likely thinks I'm busy with exams or personal issues. My grades are always stellar, so it's not surprising that she's concerned. I notice Naomi as I walk through the gate. And here's where we're gonna end it. Yep. What does Naomi want? Maybe we'll find out next week. This is the Grim Lord, and I will see you next time on Grimm's Visual Novel Corner with...